Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Eating out for dinner. Some people do it all the time. And new research shows eating at fast food joints and full-service restaurants is associated with significant increases in calories, sugar, saturated fat, and salt. The study in the journal Public Health Nutrition reports when adults eat out, they consume more than 200 additional calories, whether they eat at fast food restaurants or at full-service restaurants. Now, the researchers say the U.S. is one of the most obese nations in the world, and their study confirms that adults eating out was associated with higher daily intake totals. Now, they say efforts to improve diet and reduce calories from restaurant sources could potentially help some obesity issues. And now news about kids and food intake. The CDC says they are not eating enough vegetables. They are eating more fruit, which is great, but not more vegetables. So kids in the U.S. are still not eating the recommended amount of total fruits and veggies. Good tips for schools are to make fruit and vegetables more appealing and more accessible, and to provide nutritional education and hands-on learning opportunities, such as growing, tasting, and preparing fruit and veggies. And here's more back-to-school info. Mayo Clinic pediatric and vaccine specialists advise parents to be sure their child has recommended vaccinations and to be aware of changes to those recommendations. Here's Dr. Robert Jacobson.
For example, their teens, all starting at age 11, are due for 3 doses of the human papillomavirus vaccine. That's a hard vaccine to work in to the regular pace of life. It's 3 doses given over 6 months. Similarly with the meningococcal vaccine. We're now vaccinating at 11 and at 16 years of age. So there's a number of changes that parents need to consider.
Dr. Jacobson suggests that parents contact their family physician or visit the CDC website to stay informed of the recommended school admission vaccine requirements. And now let's talk about caffeine. It can help you wake up and stay alert for sure. And new research from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston shows for younger and middle-aged women, higher caffeine intake is associated with lower rates of tinnitus or ringing or buzzing sounds in your ears. The researchers aren't sure why this is so, but they do know caffeine stimulates the central nervous system, and earlier research shows caffeine affects the inner ear. The researchers stopped short at recommending caffeine as a treatment for ringing in the ears, but they are looking into it, and this is published in the American Journal of Medicine. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.